Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it is Evangelist Faye. God bless you. We made it through another week. Amen, amen. And it's Friday. Yes, indeed. So whatever you have to do, relax. Go out for a few, but also remember to still wear that mask, them gloves, 6 feet distancing, social distancing. Okay? And have fun. Whoo, God is so good. Amen. Amen. Yes, He is. He's doing it for me. Whoo. Okay. My word for the day is yeast free. And I want to say that Elder Roddy, even though he's back in ICU, he's still alert. He's still singing. He's still praising the Lord in the hospital. So my prayers and blessings be bestowed him and his family at this time, to continue to pray for him and continue to pray for Michelle DeGibbs in Virginia Beach. Yes. Amen. God is good. He's moving. Heavenly Father, before I get into my topic, I want to pray for those that are sick and shut in. And also would like to pray for my brothers, Quentin and James. God bless them. I love them to death. God bless my granddaughter, Evelyn. She is 4 years old. Always sends me a picture of her doing something. But God bless her as well. And I bless those across the nation and other countries. And I say, trust in God, because God do deliver. Amen. Amen. My topic, yeast free. I guess you're thinking about, Well, I'm going to read from the Bible verse, Numbers 28:16-17 from the NIV version of the Bible. On the 14th day of the first month, the Lord's Passover is to be held. On the 15th day of this month, there is to be a festival. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. Amen. Passover was a sacred time for God's people, one during which they would eat bread made without yeast, the agent that causes the bread to rise, resulting in flat, cracker-like bread. Removing the yeast exemplified what life needed to be like in order to let God rule and reign in His people. You know, according to an article in Compelling Truth magazine, it says that how is unleavened bread significant in the Bible? Well, Passover was symbolic of the haste which the Israelites fled Egypt during the Exodus. They left so quickly that the bread did not have time to rise. The article goes on to say leaven is also a symbol of sin and the way sin spreads through its host, affecting the entire organism. Even a small amount of leaven is sufficient to affect an entire lump of dough. And likewise, a little sin will affect an entire church, nation, or the whole of a person's life. Are there ingredients in your own life that resemble yeast? You need God's help to aid in overcoming obstacles, doing impossible things, and turning away from sin. Today, consider areas in your life where you can eliminate the figurative yeast. In other words, look at yourself and see what it is that you need to eliminate from your life. Turn to God for answers. He will honor you for doing so. All you have to do is open your mouth and just say, Father, show me areas in my life that I need to change to be a better witness for you. Give me your supernatural strength and ability to obey you and you alone. I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Pray on matters and think about this topic, yeast free. Amen. And God loves you. I love you. And I will have another word for you come Monday. Amen. God bless you. So God, He loves me. So God will love you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you Monday with another word. Amen. Hallelujah.